once read a story in the Sefer Torah Tavlin that the great Gaon Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the great Gaon of Posen, traveled once to Warsaw. And needless to say, someone of the caliber of Rabbi Akiva Eiger coming to pay a visit to Warsaw, you can imagine the excitement, the enthusiasm. And hundreds, maybe thousands of people came out to meet him, to greet him, to learn from him. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in his great humility, said, as the throngs of people came out to say Shalom Aleichem, he said, "You would think the people of Warsaw never saw..." Rabbi Akiva Eiger was a little bit of a hunchback. He said, "You would think the people of Warsaw never saw a short, stooped-over old man before. Everyone's coming to see as if this was some strange spectacle. And I would never delude myself by comparing myself to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. But I was also wondering how many people are coming just out of curiosity to see what I look like without a beard, my balding head." But b'chol ofen, regardless of why people are here today, it's a big schus, not for you, but for me, to have the opportunity to come back to our Beis Medrash, to see it with Baruch Hashem, so many people, and speaking to our willing, speaking to the other Rebbeim, and getting a sense of how strong the program has been. I personally have a lot of bekaris tov to our Belazan and Rishai Shechter for helping out, for helping to maintain our shir in the klois. And it's a massive schus for me just to come and to see the Talmidim and to see the Rebbeim. It's a big simcha for me on a very personal level. And I always tell you, I've said it many times, and I'll say it again, that your Rebbeim are my Rebbeim. And I don't say that merely to flatter. I say that very seriously. The amount that I've learned in the couple of years that I've been here from the Rebbeim of BMP, both on how to be a Rebbe and the Torah that they possess, the tremendous amount of Torah they possess, has already shaped my life, and I hope you'll continue to take advantage of your Rebbeim. When I spoke to Rabbi Willig about coming today was an interesting choice of a day to come in. And that's not why I pushed myself to come today. This afternoon at about 3 o'clock, Emir Tzashem, I'll be heading to Hackensack Hospital for a PET scan. And I give you a bracha, you should never have to experience a PET scan. What's a PET scan? What exactly is a PET scan? So first, you arrive and they take you to this back room where they inject into your bloodstream some type of radioactive tracer. The first time I had a PET scan, Baruch Hashem, the results were very, very positive. And I said to the fellow, as he was injecting this radioactive fluid into my veins, I said, "You know, the truth is I'm Jewish, and Jewish people are already glowing on the inside, so I don't think it's necessary." And he looked at me like I was from another planet. And he said, "Just hold your hand steady so I can get a good vein." And then they let, for about 90 minutes, they let this radioactive... I mean, they're like signs on the wall, like radioactive zone, you know. Your mom is glowing on the inside. Very interesting. It costs about upwards of $10,000 to have a PET scan. It's a very, very expensive piece of machinery. I'm not paying for Baruch Hashem. The insurance of Yeshiva University is very good. The healthcare is very good. But again, you go through this process. You lie down on this platform and they slide you back and forth, mamish head to toe, through this machine for a period of time. And again, Baruch Hashem, I hope to not find anything. I shouldn't find any tumors, Baruch Hashem. My body's been blessed to be clean in the past, and we hope it'll continue that way. But there's still a big pachar. You're going for a major examination where you're going to be analyzed carefully, precisely, internally, from head to toe, mamish from head to toe. And I was thinking, what does it mean for us as B'nai Torah, as B'nai Yeshiva? What does it mean for us in the spiritual realm? We always try to learn from life's experiences. And there's a pasuk in Yeshaya, in the very beginning of Sefer Yeshaya, that we read in the Haftorah, Parshas Devarim, that I was thinking about. Pasuk says in Yeshaya, "Mikaf regel v'ad rosh ein bo misom." Yeshaya Navi is blasting Klal Yisrael for being rebellious. The beginning of Sefer Devarim, Book of Tochacha. Yeshaya Navi is blasting Klal Yisrael for not being loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even the donkey knows its owner, and you, Klal Yisrael, you have no respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You defy the Torah, you don't listen to Hashem's ways. And then Yeshaya Navi says to the Jewish people, "Mikaf regel v'ad rosh ein bo misom." Mamish, from the soles of your feet to the top of your head, there's nothing within him, meaning Klal Yisrael, that's whole. The whole thing is broken. From head to toe, from top to bottom, your mamish broken. And again, while the hope that I have for myself today as I head to Hackensack Hospital is that I should be physically well from head to toe, but I was thinking in the month of Elul, as we make a cheshbon nefesh, as we undergo a self-imposed bedika, as we check ourselves before we come to Rosh Hashanah, before Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to slide us through that spiritual scanner to make sure that we're whole from head to toe, to ask ourselves, am I serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Am I spiritually whole? Is my body complete in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way that it's supposed to be? Those of you who know me know it's not my style, it's not my way to speak about frightening things. I try to highlight the more positive, simcha-filled aspects. We just had a shiur about simcha on Rosh Hashanah, the din of simcha on Rosh Hashanah. There's no question that's an important aspect of the day. And the positive aspects of tshuva, not only the frightful aspects of Chodesh El and Yom Noram, and the kirvas elokus that a person could feel during these days, but at the same time, we'd be fooling ourselves if we didn't focus on the fact that these are days of din. These are days where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is analyzing us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is spiritually analyzing us, examining us, and He wants to see if we're whole. If we come before Him from head to toe, is every bit of my body the way it's supposed to be? It's amazing. You look through the Al-Chitz. You look through the list of the Al-Chitz, and so many of them focus on different body parts. Different body parts in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not this general overview. Am I a good Jew? Am I not a good Jew? Am I committed to Torah? Am I not committed to Torah? But in the Al-Chitz, and even more so in the Tefillah Zaka that many recite on right before Yom Kippur, the Tefillah of Rav Avram Danzig, the author of the Chayei Adam, it goes line by line through the various parts of the body, a scan from head to toe. Just a few. Achit shechatanu lefanecha be, a whole list. Imutz halev, hardening of the heart. Bitoy svasayim, so many have to do with speech. Dibur peh, harhor halev, vidoy peh, chozek yad, a person who is too strict with his hand in exercising power. Tipshus peh, tumas svasayim, netias garon, an outstretched neck, which means haughtiness, but it refers to a body part, the neck. The eyes, sikur ayin, einayim ramos, kashyus orif, being unreasonably stubborn. Again, the stiffness of neck that the Jewish people are sometimes praised for and sometimes criticized for. Ritzas raglayim lahara. Did I run to where I was supposed to run? Did I run to Beis Medrash? Did I run to davening? Did I run to mitzvos? Or was I found running to places that a Jew doesn't belong? Tesumas yad. Was my hand too stingy? Did I hold my hand back from reaching out, extending a hand to help a friend? It's just a partial list of the Al-Chitz. I think you get the idea. Our tongues, our minds, our hearts, our hands, our legs. Are we serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Did I use my guf? Did I use my guf spiritually the way that it's meant to be used? And again, you come to the Tefillah Zaka, which many people recite, we should recite before Yom Kippur. And again, it goes line by line. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave me a mind and a heart, and I used it for all the wrong things. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave me eyes, and you gave me ears, and you gave me a mouth, and a tongue, and teeth, and a palate. Every bit of the mouth, the throat, the hands, the feet. And concludes the Tefillah Zaka, again with that same pasuk we reference, he paraphrases it from that pasuk in Yeshaya. Misasti es kol evarai, I've examined all of Mishashti es kol evarai, I've examined all of my limbs, umetsasi osam bali mumin, and every bit of me feels imperfect. Every bit of me feels that it could be a little bit better. Mikaf ragli v'ad rosh ein bi mison, paraphrasing the pasuk in Yeshaya. From the sole of my feet to the top of my head, not one part of me is whole. Now one part of me is as good as it could be, or as it should be. Nesivas Shalom brings in his Nesivei Chinuch, famous story, says the Chafetz Chaim one time was davening, he was reciting the Birchas HaShachar. And as he was davening, suddenly, in the middle of the brachos, the beginning of the brachos, he paused. 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes went by, the Chafetz Chaim was chuckling under his talis. And after the davening, someone came over to him and said, "Why did you pause? We saw that you started to recite the morning brachos, and then all of a sudden, you stopped yourself." And the Chavetz Chaim responded, he said, "I was about to recite the bracha of Shaloh Asani Goy." He says, "But to be able to recite that bracha honestly, I needed to check myself from head to toe. Was I truly free of any foreign influences? Are my eyes Jewish eyes? Is my heart a Jewish heart?" To analyze ourselves during these days, from head to toe, are we authentically Jewish from head to toe? Do I use my arm in the way it's supposed to be used? On a basic level, do I put on tefillin in the morning? Because if I don't, then my arm is imperfect. More than that, do I use my hands to help my fellow Jews? Do I reach out to someone in need? Is my heart a Jewish heart? The Rambam describes from the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Ayin Tes the characteristics that define a Jewish person. Rachmanim, Baishanim, Gomei Chasadim. Certain midos, certain character traits. The Rambam records them al halacha and says that a person who lacks these traits is suspect of not being an authentic Jew. Check into his yichus, check into his lineage. So is my heart an authentically Jewish heart? Does my heart represent the type of heart, the sensitivity of a Jew? The heart and soul of a Jew, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu intends for my heart to be used. There's an amazing sefer called the Musar HaMishnah. It's a rare sefer, it's an old sefer. It was written by a rav, Yehuda Leib Ginsburg. He was a rav in Denver, Colorado, like Rabbi Rapp, Shlita. And he wrote many beautiful svarim. One of his svarim is called Musar HaMishnah. And he goes through the Mishnayos, and he explains each Mishnah in Zerah and Moed, Nashim Nezikin. He has on four Sedarim of Mishnayos. He goes through the Mishnayos and he extracts a Musar lesson from the Mishnah. And just this past Shabbos, as I was sitting down and learning a little bit of Mishnayos, I pulled out the Musar Mishnah. I found an amazing thing. He writes in the first parak of Rosh Hashanah, famous Mishnah, familiar with the Mishnah. Ba'arba prakim ha'olam nidun. At four points of the year, the world is judged. The Pesach al Tzvu, on Pesach we're judged for grain. Atzeres on Shavuos we're judged for Peres Ha'ilan. Rosh Hashanah kol by olam overin lefanav kibnei maro. On Rosh Hashanah, everyone passes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Mishnah Tazayin and Aleph Rosh Hashanah. Everyone passes before Hashem kibnei maro. We'll leave that phrase for a moment. Uvechar nidonin alamayim. And in Sukkot we're judged for water. Says the Gemara in Daf Yud-Ches Amud Aleph in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. What does it mean that everyone passes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibnei maron? What's this imagery of bnei maron? The Gemara gives three opinions. The Gemara says, number one, kibnei imrina. Perhaps in Aramaic, imrina, like sheep passing one by one out of the pen to be counted for meiser. So too, everyone passes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu one by one to be judged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Second shot, says the Gemara, Kemalas beis maron. Kemalas beis maron means like the incline, like the sharp, steep incline of beis maron. It was a known place. It was a narrow and steep cliff, where again, if people wanted to pass through that area, they had to pass single file. You couldn't pass many people at a time. It was too dangerous. You'd get bumped off the cliff. You had to pass one by one. It was a dangerous climb. A person had to have a certain mindfulness to even walk and to ascend such a narrow and steep cliff. And lastly, says the Gemara, Kachayalos shall beis David, like the soldiers of David Melech's army, which also, as they would march out to war, they would march out single file. Okay, so Pashup Shad in the Gemara, Yud-Ches Amud Aleph, Rosh Hashanah, is that each one of us passes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, single file, one by one. Mishnah even quotes the Pasuk, HaYotzer Yachad Liban, HaMeivin Es Kol Maaseihem. Hashem knows the inner recesses of each of our hearts, and Hashem comes to look, He comes to check. That's Pashup Shad in the Gemara. Says the Musar Mishnah, I think there's a different common denominator between these three explanations of what it means, B'nei Maron, to over in the fun of K'B'nei Maron. Musar Mishnah says the common denominator is the scan that we're undergoing. It's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu checks. There are three different levels of examination. Three different scans. Tomorrow I have a CAT scan, today I have a PET scan. There's different ways to scan, different ways to check what's going on internally. Says the Musar Mishnah. First, K'B'nei Imrina. The sheep are checked to make sure that they don't have a trefa. The Gemara says in Bechoros, Daf Nun Zayin, that if an animal is identified to have a trefa, it doesn't even enter into the count, it's not even included in the pen to be counted as part of the Meiser Behemah. They're already automatically excluded if there's an identifiable sign of a trefa. So first we check the sheep to make sure that there's no sign of a trefa. What do we check a person who says, I want to be a mountain climber, I want to climb the Milas Beis Maron? So we check the person to make sure that he's not the type of person who's going to get dizzy or lightheaded when he stands in high places. It's a narrow place. A person could very easily faint and fall off the cliff. So we check their mind, we check their brain, we check their head to make sure that they have the type of head that's able to ascend such a dangerous route, that it shouldn't, chas v'shalom, be a danger to that individual. And lastly, the soldiers of David HaMelech's army, like any soldier preparing to go to army, Musar Mishnah says, Mefurish in the Medrash Yalkut Shimoni, that the soldiers of David HaMelech's army had to undergo a full physical examination, head to toe. The Gemara says, the Medrash says, how do you know that only soldiers who had Yadayim, Raglayim, Inayim, Vishinayim, a soldier had to have a full set of teeth to be eligible to be part of David HaMelech's army? And it quotes a pasuk to prove its point. Concludes the Musar Mishnah. Each one of us is being examined, three different levels of bedika, examination on Rosh Hashanah. Number one, like the sheep, first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes an overall look at you and makes sure that you don't have any of the big of eros, that a person shouldn't chas v'shalom be chayiv karis, ki kvar nichrasa nafshal me'eretz achayim. If a person passes the examination, if he's not nichshol, he hasn't done the veiro chas v'shalom, that's chayiv karis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, so let me look at the way that you think, let me look at your hashkafas achayim. Let me see the type of Torah values that you have. The same way the person who's climbing the stiff incline, the steep incline, has to check his mind to make sure that he's not going to become lightheaded, he's not going to become dizzy, that his mind is in the right place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu checks our hashkafos. Do we think the way a Jew is supposed to think? But then he says, the third bedika, the chayalos beis David, the third check that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not one of the three, it's all three. HaKadosh Baruch Hu checks us from head to toe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to see his every limb. Do I use every part of my body the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows? And the way that I know, when I wake up and I decide that I'm committed to Avodas Hashem, the way that I know that I can use every bit of my body for the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hainu am ein bo eiza chet she'osa pagam be'echad me'evarav. That every bit of my body, all 248 limbs corresponding to the 248 mitzvahs asay. All 365 sinews corresponding to the 365 los asay. Every bit of my body is pulsing with a commitment to Avodas Hashem. And if you pass all three examinations, if you're given a clean bill of health, then a person is zocha b'din. And if chas v'shalom, a person is not, a person has a lot more work to do. So again, this is the question we're asking ourselves during these days. Am I authentically Jewish from head to toe? Can I respond to the critique of Yeshaya, or the critique of the tefillah zakah, that I'm broken from head to toe, that nothing in me is whole, nothing in me is perfect? Am I an authentic Jew? Am I Jewish from head to toe? I remember I once read an article, a very, very sad article. A woman was describing her connection to her Yiddishkeit. And she said, as she was describing the thought of looking for a shidduch, she was talking about dating, maybe not in those terms, and she said, I wouldn't describe myself as Jewish per se, but I would say that I'm Jewish. I'm Jewish. Not Jewish, I'm Jewish. Which to me was a very interesting way to describe it, but a very sad way to describe it. Where a person doesn't see himself as authentically Jewish, this is not who I am. This is not Kiyem Chayenu V'Orech Yameinu, it's not the essence of who I am. But I'm Jewish, which means I have a sheiches to it. My arm is somewhat connected to Yiddishkeit. And my eyes are sometimes connected to seeing things that Hashem wants me to see. And the type of speech that I speak is sometimes yes, sometimes no. I'm Jewish with the various limbs of my body. And it's a very sad commentary on the way the woman was living her life, but I think it's true for us also. We also sometimes were satisfied being Jewish. That I put on tefillin, so my arm is good for the day. And I looked inside my siddur a little bit, and I said a few words of tefillah. So now if I have a juicy bit of Lashon Hara, so it's not a contradiction per se. My tongue is more or less healthy. When it comes to the Yom Narom, we're not satisfied with more or less. We're not satisfied with 50%. We're not satisfied with 75%. We're looking for 100%. We're looking for complete participation. We're looking for 100% participation. We want everyone to be fully, fully engaged. That I can look at myself again from head to toe and say, I am fully committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do I know that to be true? What's wrong with 80%? What's wrong with 90%? So I think you can bring a proof itself from the davening. In the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, we describe being Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we say, we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, Maloch HaKol HaOlam Kulo Bechvodecha. Hashem, you should rule over the entire world with your glory, with your honor. And the poskim were very confused by this nusach of the tefillah. Kol ha'olam kulo. Says the Levush, or Mordechai Yaffa, Simitovkov Pei Beis of Arachayim, what would have been wrong with saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meloch al kol ha'olam bichvodecha? Why do you need to say kol ha'olam kulo bichvodecha? And he questions whether or not it's the authentic nusach. He contemplates changing the nusach of the tefillah. Kol ha'olam bechvodecha. Hashem, you should rule the whole world. What more is added by additionally adding the word kula? Kol ha'olam kula bechvodecha. Malocha kol ha'olam kula bechvodecha. The Taz over there, Tavkuf Pei Beis, says, I checked in all the Siddur. This is in fact the authentic nusach. This is the nusach that I find in all of the Machzor and all of the Siddur. And the Taz says, I have to come to defend it. And the Taz says an amazing thing. He says, we have a principle in halacha that very often, or certainly in many cases, we apply the principle of Rubo Kekula. Rubo Kekula means that if the majority is taken care of, the majority of a thing is present, so Ki'ilu, the whole thing is there. Ki'ilu, the whole thing is accomplished. Says the Taz, that's exactly what this tefillah is coming to tell us otherwise. Maloch al kol ha'olam, if it would have said Maloch al kol ha'olam bechvodecha, Hashem rule the whole world, I would say, the whole world means most of the world. 50% of the world, 51%, if I can get it up to 80%, that'd be great. Hashem rules 80% of the world. Hashem is clearly seen in 80% of activities in the world. That would be a great thing. 90%. Says the Taz on Rosh Hashanah, we set the stakes a little higher. We're aiming for perfection. Kol ha'olam kula bechvodecha, says the Taz. Kol ha'olam kula. Not rubo kekula. Kol ha'olam kula means kol ha'olam kula mamish. That I want to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the entire world mamish. Every bit of the Bria. should be a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world. So where does that start? How does a Jew sit down and decide to be Mamlech Hashem over the entire world? So we remind ourselves of the Maamar Chazal, that every person is an Olam Katan, that every person is a miniature universe. And therefore the first step to Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu over Kol HaOlam Kulo is Kol HaOlam Kulo, is a person's Kol HaOlam Kulo, over the Olam Katan that person represents. That I'm able to come to Rosh Hashanah and say, Hashem, I'm committed to being Mamlech You over every part of my being. And my arm's going to be better, my heart's going to be better, my brain's going to be better, and my eyes and my feet are going to be better. Every bit of me is going to be more and more committed to serving You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the way that You want me to serve You. It's a very overwhelming thing, 100%, perfection. It's a scary thing. But I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to help us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to help us. So much of these days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's involving himself in the Tara, Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Says the Nitziv in the Hemek Dabar, the Parshas Acharei Mos, Ba'akosav Lazaris is ha'odam shi'ashuv yi'a mitar atzmo kodim shakadosh baruch hu yitar arso. But at the same time, while Hashem, Lifnei Hashem Titaru, true, Hashem will finish the cleaning. Hashem will finish the job. But we have to do our best to get ourselves as ready as possible. From top to bottom, to cleanse myself. To say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm prepared to serve Him. The Nitziv gives an amazing mashal in the Hemek Dabar, right there in Acharei Mos. He says, imagine a young boy who's outside, he's playing with his friends, he falls in the mud. And he's covered from head to toe, mamish, covered, filthy, dirty. And he figures, my father loves me, like any good father, my father would be happy to clean me off. He's willing to change me. He'll go home to his father, to his mother. Someone will clean him up, and he's on his way home, not so concerned about his appearance. And a wise man stops him on the way, and he says, young boy, young lad, of course your father's willing to clean you from head to toe. But don't you think you should help out a little bit? Not to be matriarch, your father. Maybe shake off some of the caked on pieces of mud to show your father at least you tried. At least you're a little bit embarrassed. Aren't you ashamed, says the Nitziv, to go before your father like that? He claims the Nitziv, the Nimshel is very obvious. We come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu during these days. We come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, cleanse us. Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Clean me from head to toe. I'm embarrassed of myself, literally from head to toe. But at least we can come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, we did our part. A little bit. I shook off some of the dirt. I picked myself up out of the dirt like we say in Kabbalah Shabbos. A little bit I prepared myself. I analyzed myself. I scanned myself. I examined myself. Before I came before that great bedika, that spiritual bedika that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us during these days. I want to conclude with a famous piece from the Rav. Truth to be told, to be fair, the Chiddush Arim, the first Ger Rebbe, said it about 100 years earlier. But in this base measures, I think it's appropriate to bring from Rav Soloveitchik and a Tshuva Drasha. Rav Shachter writes it in his latest volume on the Rav, Divrei Rav, on page 121, 122. An amazing, amazing yisod. You come through these days, you finally come to Ne'ilah. And after everything that we've davened for, after all the Al-Khaits, again, we've worked ourselves up from head to toe mamish. And we come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now we get our last licks, the bottom of the ninth, so to speak. A chance to come before Hashem one last time and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one thing, if I have to sum it all up. And what do we say, so surprisingly, in the tefillah of Ne'ilah? We come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'titen lanu Hashem Elokeinu, Ba'avas Yom HaKippur Mezeh, Keitzu Mechilu Slicha Al Kol Avonoseinu, L'ma'anechta Me'oshek Yadeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please protect us, Me'oshek Yadeinu. Protect us from the oppression of the hands. A simple translation, from stealing, from being a thief. Protect me from being dishonest. It sounds like in business, I shouldn't take money that's not mine. This is the punchline of Yom Kippur. After everything that we've davened for, we ask for such a prati thing. The Rav says, what's the pshat? This is the concluding tefillah of Yom Kippur. So the Rav says as follows. And you'll read it inside. You'll see how Rav Shechter writes it. It's beautiful. The Rav says there's a basic yisod in Yadus. A basic yisod in Yiddishkeit that everything in the world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That everything in the world, ourselves included, first and foremost, our own bodies, belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki li kol ha'aretz. All of Artzias, all of Gashmias, anything that exists you can touch in this world, belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His infinite kindness, decides to allow us to be players in His world. Hashem says, I'm going to give you a body, and I'm going to allow you to have eyes, and to have feet, and to have einayim, and yadayim, and raglayim, and shinayim, and I'll give you all these different things. Ezu Asher Samech Bechalko, some Svarim bring. An Asher, you know what an Asher is? Asher stands for Einayim, Shinayim, Yadayim, Raglayim. If you have eyes, if you have hands, you have feet, you have teeth, you're Baruch Hashem, you've been given a lot. Hashem says, I'm going to allow you to use these things. I'm going to allow you to use my world. The Shender belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Beis Medrash belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The streets belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The beautiful sky belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The trees belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem says, I'm lending these things to you, Al Tanai. what's the one condition I have? You can use them as much as you'd like. The one condition I have is that you use them in order to spread Kfod Shemayim, that you use them with a little bit of an awareness that it belongs to me, that I have a hand in it, that I have a shaykhus to everything that it is that you're using in this world. Quotes the Rav quoted the famous Gemara in Brachos, Lamed Hey Med Aleph, Kol Enanim in Olam Hazeh Belo Bracha Kiilu Gozel LaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who takes from this world without making a bracha, without acknowledging that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has a hand in it, to attach it, which is what the word bracha means, to attach it back to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Baalim even writes in the first paragraph of Ilchos Brachos, many brachos were instituted simply to maintain a kasher to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara highlights that. A person who enjoys this world, who uses something in this world without a bracha, I think that the world belongs to me, that it doesn't belong to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that I use it without Rishus, a person is stealing from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Rav, now we start to understand the tefillah that ends Yom Kippur. We say to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, after a whole day of specifying all of the pratim that I want to fix in my life, and after spending an Elul and a Rosh Hashanah, trying to work myself up, to do the best I can to clean myself off, to get myself ready, we come to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we say, Ribbono Shel Olam, help me. Please help me. L'manechtal me'oshek yadeinu. That I should be free from any type of theft, that every bit of the Bria and every bit of myself should be used in the service of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that I should be a loyal servant to, from head to toe, I should be able to declare myself not Jewish, but Jewish, authentically, an authentic Yehudi. We daven during these days, Zachreinu l'chaim el'chavetz b'chaim. I saw a beautiful pshat in the Imros Moshe, Moshe of Kabrin, Zechersad of Kadosh L'vracha. Says an amazing thing. We're begging a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zachreinu l'chaim melech chafetz b'chaim. What does it mean? What type of chaim are we looking for? He says, melech chafetz b'chaim. Says so pasha. Melech chafetz b'chaim. Melech chafetz b'chaim. We're desiring a life where our every desire is the melech. Where every bit of ourselves is not theft. Where every bit of ourselves is committed to the service of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Where every bit of ourselves is able to say, honestly, that melech kol ha'olam kula b'chvodecha. Not rubo kekula. Kol ha'olam kula. Like the Taz explained, Mamish Kula, that every bit of myself is committed to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Or like the Chafetz Chaim stood on that cold morning, thinking before he said, Shalom HaSani Goy. Am I really able to say about myself that every bit of myself is free from any foreign influence? Let me just conclude with a Maisa. I think you'll understand why it resonates with me, Dafka, during this time of the year, Dafka in my particular situation. The Satmar Rebbe was very, very close with Rebbe Elimelech Tress. Rabbi Elimelech Tress, Mike Tress, is a whole art school biography about him. They called him Mike. Rabbi Elimelech Tress was the national president of the Gudah of America. An amazing individual, a lay leader. And the Satmar Rebbe had tremendous regard for him. He held him in great esteem. He was very close with him. And some of the Satmar Hasidim, they didn't understand. They couldn't understand. What couldn't they? It bothered them that the Satmar Rebbe was so connected with this Mr. Tress. Ein Lachanam, he did a lot of good things for Klal Yisrael. But what was he lacking? What was the problem with Rabbi Elimelech Tress? He didn't have a beard. He didn't have a beard. And the Satmar Chassidim, with their long beards and their long payas, they came to the Satmar Rebbe, and they said to him, they tied it before the Satmar Rebbe, you know, Rebbe, he does a lot of good things, but how could you, the Satmar Rebbe, be so connected to someone who doesn't have a beard? He doesn't have a beard. So the Satmar Rebbe, with a big smile on his face, looked back at his Chassidim. The Satmar Rebbe was very sharp. And he said to his Chassidim, he said, after 120 years, Rabbi Elimelech Tress is going to get up to the Shemayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to look at him, and he's going to say, Jew, where's the beard? Precious Yid, where's your beard? It would have enhanced your tzura as a Jew. A little chitzonius wouldn't have been a bad thing. And then the Satmar Rebbe said, smiling to them, he said, after 120 years, you're going to get up to Shemayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take one look at you, and he's going to say to you, beard, where's the Jew? Beard, where's the Jew? It's very easy for a person to go through life Jewish, to have the outer trappings of a Jew, to even do some of the ma'isa mitzvos. But the challenge again during these days is malocha kol ha'olam kula b'chvadach. To be ma'amal Kadosh Baruch Hu over every bit of ourselves. An internal and external exam to check ourselves. Am I really committed to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Zachreinu l'chaim melech chafetz b'chaim. Where everything that I desire in the entire world, like the Kabriner said, is only you, a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mirz Hashem, we should have the strength to make that cheshbon ha'nefesh. Each of us in our own way, that self-imposed spiritual scan. And Bezos Hashem, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu's help, will all be zochet to a ksiva chsima tova, a year of perfect health, both in ruchnias and in gashmias.